You'll often hear people say that murdering Saul became the great Apostle Paul on the road to Damascus, that that's when he became a Christian. And I guess I don't totally agree with that. So Jesus appeared to him and he blinded him on the road, and for the next 3 days he was blind, he couldn't see, he was hungry, he was parched, and he was convinced that nobody, not even God, loved him. I don't think that's the kind of life that any Christian wants to have. I don't think that's a place where anybody wants to be, and the Apostle Paul didn't, but either, you know, God needed to lead him there so that he could see the reality of what he was doing. But finally, in the end, God's goal isn't to sap our strength. It's to renew our strength. And there's one moment in this whole interaction in Acts chapter 9 when that finally happens, when Ananias, the guy that God had called to go to Saul, he finally shows up. And it says, "Then Ananias went to the house and entered it. Placing his hands on Saul, he said, 'Brother Saul, the Lord Jesus, who appeared to you on the road as you were coming here, has sent me so that you may see again and be filled with the Holy Spirit.' Immediately something like scales fell from Saul's eyes and he could see again. He got up and was baptized, and after taking some food, he regained his strength." And there's something significant that Ananias said to Saul at the very beginning. Did you notice what he called him? Brother. Brother Saul. He treated him like a member of his own family, which is exactly what God does for each of us through Jesus. Jesus himself calls himself our brother. The Bible says that Jesus is not ashamed to call us his brothers and his sisters. And that was the moment. I mean, that was the moment when somebody applied grace, when Saul saw so clearly that he did not deserve Ananias's or God's love, and yet he received it anyway. And how many people in this world have been waiting for longer than 3 days for someone to treat them that way? I mean, just look out in the world and what do you see? You see people whose hearts are hurt and broken, hearts that are full of pessimism and rage and anger and discouragement, people who've been given up on by others and who a long time ago gave up on themselves. But you know what God sees? He sees something that they don't. He sees a chosen instrument. He sees somebody with amazing strength to lift off human hearts, the heaviest weights, because he sees somebody who lives not by sight, but by faith when he looks at you. Somebody who knows the message that can lift those weights off a person's heart. And somebody who will have opportunities, so many opportunities, to do just that. To do for others what Ananias did for brother Saul, to look at people who are hurting others, hurting themselves, hurting their relationship with God, and reaching out to them with love and with grace. I mean, the Apostle Paul, eventually, he did become author of 13 books in the New Testament, and, you know, books in which he calls himself the chief of sinners and the least of the apostles and the least of all the saints. But that didn't stop God from calling him and you and me forgiven by God's amazing grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. I was blind, but now I see.